It's, you know, it's too soon. I can't do it.
Sounded good.
Yeah, but it's a sad day in Bulls Nation, actually. Jerry Krause, who passed away at the age of 77, was announced today, was one of those figures that when he was the general manager of the 6-time champion Chicago Bulls, people hated him. It was unbelievable because they had this sense that he was, you know, there was Michael did everything and there wasn't any kind of this notion that you know, he, in putting all of these pieces together, that he was really the, you know, the guy who did it in a lot, in many, many, many ways. I think it was also an era where general managers were seen as putzes as opposed to geniuses. And, you know, I think
didn't
Theo
get the
Epstein,
credit they deserved.
No, and I think that Theo Epstein changed all of that, you know? It was like he was one of those guys that was very, 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 you know, and he was so, like, that's the word I'm really looking for here.
He was
modest. No, modest. He was so modest and kind of, you know, he didn't come across as self-assured when he was in interviews and things like that. And so I think people took advantage of that. And even though he was the guy that very, very, very clearly had been able to architect deals that put replacements for all these guys. And you have to remember, as the Bulls went through that run from 91 to 98, and with the 2 years obviously off of two full seasons that Michael Jordan was gone, he had to replace, you know, he had to replace B.J. Armstrong, who was such an important point guard for the team. And they're like, you know, B.J. Armstrong gone. What are they going to do? They got a guy named Steve Kerr. Whatever happened
How'd
to him.
How'd that work out?
Yeah, right?
And Ron Harper.
Last
few years there.
He brought on Tony Kukoc and, I mean, so many. I mean, Dennis Rodman.
He drafted Scottie Pippen.
Right.
When Horace Grant left, right? Horace Grant went down to Florida. And then when he left, they're like, oh, what are we going to do? And they got Dennis Rodman. Right. I mean, and the rest was history. I mean, there were just so many pieces to this that they found a way. And I think there was, you know, one of those things. Jordan never met a coach or a general manager they liked anyway. And then he became a general manager and he found out how hard it really is to do that job.
That's true. His statement, you know, he had a very gracious statement today, even though I know over the years they butted heads. You know, he talked about how he was a key part of all the success we had with the Bulls. And you know, he always called himself a scout at heart. You know, Jerry Krause said, you know, that's who I am. I'm able to scout talent. I know it when I see it, whether it's a coach or a player or whatever.
There was a good story of him starting as a scout and with the White Sox. And Bill Veeck, who he referred to as his second father, he was so close to Bill Veeck. And this GM job opened up with the Bulls, and Krause decided to take the Bulls GM spot when Veeck was sort of grooming him to become the White Sox general manager. And Veeck wasn't happy at all, and Krause was trying to make sense of it all. And he goes, look, Bill, they've got this guy they just drafted. His name's Michael Jordan. And Veeck was like, who? I don't care. You should stay with us. It worked out just fine.
Good
but
move.
He did put the pieces around Jordan. And, and there's some really good stuff in an interview on WGN Radio in 2009 with Jerry Krause, if you want to go to the website. And there's some great insight on mainly just the Michael Jordan dynamic. And, you know, he pointed out that, yeah, of course it was Jordan, but you had to put the right pieces around him for such a long stretch. I mean, to win 6 in, what, 8-9 years, that's, I don't care who's on your team, that's not easy to
do. How
do
you do that? Didn't he hire Phil Jackson, too? I thought that he added him to
the Phil Jackson took over for Doug Collins in, was that 89 row or 88?
So right after. Yeah, somewhere in that, you know, it's maybe was it 90 in the 89-90 season? I always look at the back year on the seasons because, you know, when you have championships, no big deal.
Right. You got to look at that year. Sort out all 6.
Hardware year. Yeah. But, you know, and it's interesting because Doug Collins was a guy who had taken the Bulls. Doug Collins couldn't get past Detroit. That was the thing. And it was like Detroit was the big bugaboo. And who was the enforcer on Detroit? Dennis Rodman. Right? And listen, Detroit had every form of, like, it's like one of those movies when they go down, you know, they show a list, like the FBI is showing all the worst people in the world, like a cartoon almost. Like, it was the rogues gallery. They had the Joker. They had Mr. Freeze. They had the Penguin. They had all the worst arch enemies that the Bulls could ever have.
Bill Laimbeer.
Oh, don't even mention that name.
See,
listen to that name.
Why not?
Yeah, because he was the worst.
Stud.
He was just a thug. Bill Laimbeer was just a thug, talentless thug.
By the way, Jackson, 87 to 89, was an assistant with Doug Collins, took over head coaching duties in 89.
Mm-hmm.
And then Tex Winter, and there were so many different factors that went into that run. And listen, there's no question that Phil Jackson's had incredible success in the other places that he's gone. I mean, that goes without saying. But he, except for now, because he's with the Knicks. You know, there's always going to be that moment. But he was always able to somehow meld talent well together. And that was the other thing, too, for Jerry Krause that was bad, was that Jerry Krause was seen as a guy who, if Jordan didn't like him and Phil Jackson didn't really love him, and, you know, there was some talk that Phil Jackson wanted to be both general manager and head coach, and he's gotten that role subsequently at other places and didn't really work out all that great, because you do need to, I think you need to have that. The problem the Bulls have right now is they've got two general managers.
Right.
You know, you get a president and a general manager. That's confusing.
Mm-hmm.
Gar Foreman, John Paxson.
Yeah, and you need one person and a head coach. And even if a head coach has that instinct to be a great general manager, it's, you know, wait, you know, leave and go do that. I mean, that's really kind of where this whole thing falls apart for them. So.
Yeah, I think it's a great point too, Ro, about the executives and how that dynamic's changed. Because you said Theo Epstein, he's like the superstar in town. Where Jerry Krause and Michael Jordan said one bad thing, I mean, who's going to disagree with Michael Jordan?
Right.
Like, if Michael Jordan or Phil Jackson butted heads with a general manager, he's immediately the villain, despite the fact he put together a full-blown dynasty for a decade, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
But that's such a different deal. You know, I mean, it is just a different era now. Mm-hmm. The world is completely different. I don't know if you've noticed this, but the world is completely different than it was in the 1990s. And the
differences, for sure.
Yes, mm-hmm. you would think so. And I think that there's one guy in all of sports, and I think Theo Epstein transcends all of sports, that he's a guy that changed a dynamic, because he was a curse breaker. And you haven't had curses in any other, you know, the centuries-long curses like you've had in baseball, right? So he broke the curse of the Bambino, and then he's now broken the curse of the goat and all those things. So he's, you know, he's a guy that changes things, and now people really, really respect general managers. And then you look at what Steve Kerr has done, and out in California at Golden State, it's like a totally different world. And he's not he's not making those decisions. Mm-hmm. He's just able to coach, and he's very respectful. And I think a lot of what he learned, obviously, you know, by being at Phil Jackson's feet and also knowing to stay out of the way as Jerry Krause is doing his things. And remember one other thing about Jerry Krause, who is very, 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 very close to Jerry Reinsdorf. Mm-hmm. You know, the two Jerrys is what they used to call them. And so that's one of the reasons that to this very day that Jerry Reinsdorf is considered to be way too
loyal to a fault.
Loyal to a fault. Mm-hmm. Way too close to his executives that, you know, the fans tend not to like. But now remember, what at the end of Jerry Krause's great and esteemed career, he went back to the White Sox because he was a baseball scout. He was not necessarily a basketball scout, and that's one of the reasons that Jordan didn't like him until he decided to want to play baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because
like,
he was
remember
like,
me?
Yeah, maybe I can get on the team. You know, it was like that. It was like, you know, I'll get my own bus and everything that he did there. So it was really pretty interesting.
It was going back over his life in this day of his passing, you know, we learn about an Albany Park native, working class parents. His parents operated a deli on the Northwest Side and then a shoe store, and he saw how hard they worked, and he decided, you know what, he loves sports. We're not going to force him into the family business, and he just loved it with a passion. So he went on to work his way up the ranks, and wow, and he was so proud of being from Chicago, being a local kid, done good. Such an amazing story.
Yeah, and that was the other piece too. I mean, he was not an athlete.
Mm-hmm.
I think we can clearly say that about him. And in the same way they say that about me. And so he is, and I think other, you know, he never played and he never coached.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
So.
Which sometimes, I guess, can help you. I mean, you look at Michael Jordan now in the front office, and he hasn't exactly made the best move.
That's right. And Theo Epstein, I don't think ever, you know, he didn't play baseball, right?
No,
and
he never
coached baseball. I know he played in. He played in college or something like that. I mean, I know he's obviously very familiar with the game, and he's in great shape, and he's a great looking guy, and so he's like, so people are like, oh, he must have been an athlete of some sort. But you know, Jerry had a dad bod. I think I'm going to put it like that, and so people are like, oh, you know, it's, and that one was like the former athletes who go a little, you know, soft, where they're you know, they're gigantic, but they're gigantic, right, from the shoulders down.
Sure.
Yeah, that's not the way that went with Jerry.
You, you so didn't think in your mind, well, what sport did you play, like, professionally? You know, it wasn't that, right. that didn't go through your mind necessarily right. when you met him.
And maybe as a kid he was a great athlete. I don't know. I don't want to cast aspersion.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. But he just didn't have that look. And again, it went back to his demeanor because his demeanor was always a little bit, well, kind of sad sacky, you know. And so people didn't take his genius and his management and his ability to make a decision mm-hmm. as seriously as they should have, because he did. He made some very tough calls
sure
along
did.
The way when he let guys go.
Including trading Michael Jordan's best friend Charles Oakley at one point. For
yeah.
Bill Cartwright. And Jordan was furious with that.
That's right. That's right. I'm coming out.
There was another guy. He liked Bill Cartwright because they had the same voice.
And they totally did. Correction, he did play high school baseball and also was catcher at Taft High School.
Okay.
Taft.
I mean, I'm going to guess he played, yeah. But again, he was a baseball guy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. You know what? When you go down in the history of Chicago sports executives, and there are some beloved ones. Obviously, I think Theo Epstein now, you know, rises to the top of the crop because of... you know, this because of what just happened. 108 years, right? Building a, you know, even though I don't think the Cubs have won a single preseason game. Not that that counts,
no,
but I.
No one's watching. I was watching a Grandpa Ross on Dance with the Stars, and he did really well. So
I know he did much better than expected, right?
Yes,
yeah, that's something. So, but you know, Jerry Krause is one of those guys who should get incredible credit. For not only being involved in the 6 championship runs of the Bulls, but also of the Sox in 2005. I mean, he had influence on that team.
Mm-hmm.
And so as a scout. And so he was a guy, you know, that always had the ear, and he should go down as one of the most respected sports executives ever in this city.
Mm-hmm. And many on social media today calling for him to finally get inducted into the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame. He's a finalist, and when you look back, I mean...
Oh, come on. Why 6 championships over 8 years.
The greatest dynasty in the history of basketball, maybe all of pro sports.
Well, I think Boston gets that.
Boston, okay, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Correction. But, okay, yes. One of the most.
One of the most, right. Boston, you
got
to go. One of the great dynasties, you know, the Boston Celtics at the you know of their
Russell
era,
and them, yeah.
Yes, in the '60s into the '70s, and then the Lakers, right, in the late '80s into the '90s, and then the Lakers again. But the Bulls are, you know, sort of somewhere, but I think just below Boston and ahead of the Lakers. So mm-hmm. there you go.
77 years old.
Yes, way too young.
It is,
and he'd been struggling with health problems.
Couple of years.
You know, you wish. We obviously, you know, our thoughts and prayers go out to his family and to all of his friends. And I'm sure that Jerry Reinsdorf is, you know, beside himself with all of this because mm-hmm. it was one of his best friends. And, you know, and it does prove that you can work with your friends and that's okay.
That it works.
Yeah.
Can work.
Not here, but it works.
No, it doesn't work.
Yeah, it doesn't work. Thank you, Violetta. What is, since you just popped your head up, why don't you do the WGN Traffic Trouble Spots?